אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello, my name is Rivka Nachmias. I was born in Egypt in 1947. After the Sinai War, I moved to Israel with my family. And all my life I lived there until 10 years ago that I came here to Australia.
Rivka, thank you so much for joining us today here on SBS Shalom Australia. Rivka, we are talking around Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom HaZikaron, and the two days are intertwined. First you have Yom HaZikaron, the commemoration for all the fallen soldiers, and straight away there are the celebrations for Yom Ha'atzmaut, and it's year after year. You've got special circumstances that Yom HaZikaron is very significant for you. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, for me it's very, really, really very, very difficult because I'm mourning about the loss of my son. It is so difficult to lose a son. And then in the same day that we are crying and weeping about them, we have to celebrate. But that's what I decided to do with my life. When I lost my son, it's really painful. I live it every day, but I know that life has to continue. And I know that my children are looking how I'm acting, and they want to do the same.
Can you tell us about your other children?
Dorit is my eldest daughter. She's 52. She's married with three boys, lovely boys. And Yaron is my second son. He has two children, also gorgeous. And Dror is the twin of my son that was killed in Ohad. He is married with three wonderful children too.
So can you please tell us about Ohad? We just learned that he was a twin, and his twin Dror now lives in Australia with the older brother is also here, Yaron and his family, and Dror with his family. I think Ohad was 20 when he was killed, wasn't he?
Yes, he was 20. We celebrated his birthday in Elat. Usually we celebrated together because they were twins, but that year we couldn't celebrate together because his brother Dror couldn't get out of the army. So we were together and we had fun, but unfortunately it was the 7th of November, and after this I haven't seen him. And he was killed on the 26th of November, that is my birthday. So since that day I can't have any birthday because I say it's my death day and not my birthday.
Losing a son in battle is very, very difficult. How did you have the strength to overcome the sorrow?
I believe it's a gift that I received from God, because it's really, 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 really difficult to lose a son. And to overcome, you have to have a lot of strength to overcome it. And I'm happy that I'm managing to do it all the time, and because I know many friends of mine that lost their son in Israel. You know, it's quite common there. The people, when they saw somebody that is in my state, they go to the other side of the street, because they don't know how to speak or to confront them.
Did you keep in touch with Ohad's friends?
Since the death of Ohad, they don't leave us. They are with us 23 years, all the time. We have a WhatsApp with all the friends and everything. And when I was in Israel, to the weddings of them, and they didn't believe that I will come, because they know the grief that I can't go to the wedding of my son. But I went and I celebrated with them. And today I had a Zoom with all of them. And it was so, so so touching and so to bring him back to life for a few minutes.
It must be very, very difficult. Why did you immigrate to Australia?
I came after my son. My elder son got married 3 months before Ohad was killed. And he came because he had a job here with the Amdok. So he was very happy. And when it happened, he came to the funeral with his wife. And he said he wants to return to Australia. I don't know from where I got the strength to tell him, no, go back, continue your life, because you are so happy there. Afterwards, he all the time told me, Mommy, come here. Come live with us. Come to Australia. But I said, I can't. I have the draw with his family and do it with her family. But he managed 1 year before he brought us to bring his brother with his family because he found a job. And then also he found a job for his sister with her family. But unfortunately, my son-in-law took them back home to Israel. And for me, it was a great grief because she went back with 3 soldiers. They were the age to go to the army. But thank God, today there were 2 officers, the big son, and they finished now the army. They wanted to come to have fun now, but the corona is stopping us to meet.
Yeah. We are talking to Rivka Nachmias, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rivka, thank you so much for talking to us and sharing your grief and your experience and your joy as well with us. I think you are a very brave lady.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.